Right now, we start the show off by welcoming in Terry Burchill, the Executive Director of the North Platte Public Schools Foundation. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day and good morning.
Yes, when we lined up the interview, you were quick to point out that that was on St. Patrick's Day.
I know. Well, I'm married to a Kelleher, so...
So you're celebrating, obviously. You've already got the green on, too, for folks that can't see, obviously.
Absolutely. Well, and even Burchill goes back to an Irish heritage. So.
Some deep Irish roots there for you.
Yes, very much.
Corned beef and cabbage on the agenda for you today?
Of course.
Wouldn't be St. Patrick's Day without it.
Right.
So last Monday, there was a North Platte Public School Board of Education meeting, and I believe you were on the agenda giving an update with the foundation, weren't you?
Yes. The Board of Education allows me to present to them once a month so that we have that collaborative effort. The foundation's a separate 501c3 from the school, so it's a way for donors to donate, and I call it a clean donation. I don't know. I probably need to find different terminology. But then it's not intermingled with school and taxpayer funds.
Okay.
It goes straight to the donation to the foundation, and we're able to disperse it at the donor's wishes, whether it's supporting the band or there's numerous things that, that we do. So we check in with each other once a month, and I appreciate them allowing that to occur so that they can hear what's going on in the foundation.
And even although the foundation and Board of Education are completely separate entities, there's great support from both organizations, and both organizations have similar goals.
Absolutely. It's about the students and them getting a quality education. And we're able to do that through some of the funding, whether it's Prepared to Learn funds. What I found, because I've only been in this position since June, is there's a lot of funding that happens through the foundation that supports the school district because they're not able. They're kind of, they're tax dollars, so they can only do what they can do with their funding. And so this is a great way for them to expand learning opportunities through our REACH grants for our teachers. We're able to do scholarship funding for teachers who want to go on to get a master's degree or extracurricular. I shouldn't say extracurricular. It's more continuing education.
Okay.
We support them in that way as well. And our Prepared to Learn Fund has really been kind of near and dear to my heart because there's so many people in need, and we're able to help them in unique ways. From when school started this year, we made sure that all the little kiddos, like at Jefferson, made sure they had earbuds. and we've helped it at Eisenhower. We've helped it pretty much all the schools in one way or another with the Prepared to Learn funds.
Okay.
And then, of course, scholarships. Mm-hmm. We've got scholarships as well. And then we're helping the band with donations because they got invited to go to the Alamo Bowl.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
Yes. Yeah, so, of course, they've got chaperones and they need buses and they need transportation to get the instruments down there. And then also at our early childhood, well, the school district's early childhood center over at that's located at Buffalo Elementary. They're focused totally on early childhood now. Mm-hmm. And the teachers over there are so amazing. They've created an outdoor classroom.
Yeah, we've heard about that a little bit. I am fascinated by it, too.
Me, too. They get to go back to mud pies, and the students at the high school have built a Jeep for them to play on. They built a stage for them to perform on, and now we want to get it certified so it can be a certified classroom. Lincoln is the closest one in Nebraska, and so this will be a nice coup through the Nature Explorer to get that certified. So need a few more dollars to make that happen, but we're getting there, and the teachers are excited with that curriculum and what that provides. It's just getting back to that basics of getting back to nature.
And Dr. Hansen, I think, came on the program at one point and referenced this. And if it wasn't Dr. Hansen, it was another administrator that said that studies show that kids that age need that hands-on learning. They need that outdoor classroom. And in the global pandemic, that outdoor classroom was even better, too.
Right, it was. They were able to keep the kids so-called apart from each other. The school district put in a way so that they could ride little bikes. Because, you know, they're the littles. They're the 3- and 4-year-olds, so they have their little trikes and things. So, it's been great, and it's kind of incorporated with the playground area as well. So it is very exciting, but it's exciting for the band members to be able to go down to
Texas. Oh, it's a huge honor.
So that's exciting. So a lot of exciting things for students and activities going on that we try to help support. And, of course, we manage the funds for the food pantry and the backpack program as well, which are very important and was a huge need. Brandy Busher, the director of student services, does a great job of overseeing those two programs, and then we take donations so that she can keep it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Extremely important programs. They were important this time last year, early on in the pandemic, too, with that distance learning, and it's great to have them still going strong now today, too.
It is. It is. And, you know, thank goodness the foundation was founded in 1994, but the work started way before then.
Oh,
and
sure.
Those board members that put it together to build the foundation what it is today, man, they had some great vision for the future, and it's really exciting to be a part of that.
Now, Terry, you've been in the role since June, you said, so you had to hit the ground running and took over the position mid-pandemic. How's it been going in your perspective?
You know, it's amazing. We did our first mailing. We're trying to reach out to more alumni.
Oh, sure.
Get connected with them, get their new addresses, because I'm sure they still don't live with their parents.
Or they've had an address change since graduation, maybe
yes.
A couple.
Yes, maybe a few. They've gone on to college, and now they're going on. So we did a mailing to about 11,000 at the end of the year, and that mainly was to create the awareness of the foundation, because
sure.
I also found that even whether they're alumni or school staff, they don't realize that the foundation exists and what it does.
Mm. Specifically for those that may have graduated prior to 94 before the foundation was officially established.
Absolutely. So reaching out to them, and that was a huge success, better than we anticipated. We raised over $25,000 just doing that mailing, and my main purpose for that was just to create awareness that we are there and this is what's going on. So I really feel like that was a success. And we've got some great local donors and local businesses that support the foundation, which in turn supports the school district and the students there,
yep.
Which is the most important thing. It's just enriching the lives of the students.
All gets back to the students and to the educators as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Terry, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I appreciate you letting me be on, and
absolutely.
I hope to do this once a month so we can just keep the community informed of what the foundation's up to. We've got some exciting stuff, hopefully, for this fall that should be occurring. So, you know, usually we have that annual backyard barbecue, and
yeah.
That looked a little different last year. So
might be able to have it this coming year, hopefully. Fingers crossed, right?
Fingers crossed.
Now, Terry, if there's folks out there that want to get in contact with you, maybe they've heard something this morning they'd like to help out with in terms of time, talent, and treasure, how can they get in contact with you and help?
Well, they can give me a call at 308-696-3325. Our website has lots of information, and that's in the process of getting updated all the time. It's nppsf.org. And, of course, they can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're out there on Instagram, just trying to be all over so that we can create that awareness.
Sure. Terry, we appreciate the time. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.